welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name is Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Dune Part 2. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is the second part of the Dune story. The first part being the 2021 film, which you can check my review of it in the archives. But this film continues the story of Paul Atreides on the planet Arrakis and dealing with House Harkonnen and all the fallout from the first film. As I mentioned, I believe in that review that I did back in 2021 with the first film, I really enjoyed that film. I really didn't know much of the story because I haven't read the books. And there are a series of books from Dune and haven't ever read them. I think I may have watched at one point the David Lynch film, but this is a story that I'm not as well versed in as some, but I always am a big fan of the director, Denis Villeneuve, and like I said, I really enjoyed the first one, so I was really hyped and excited to see this one, to see where the story would go and what twists and turns would happen and how Denis would carry on with the story. And I wasn't disappointed. For me, I really enjoyed this film. It was intense. I think that's, if there was a one word description for Dune Part 2, it's intense. Like right off the bat, it just grips you, and for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes or so, it just holds on to you and just goes. It is jam-packed with a lot of action. I know from a lot of the criticisms of the first film being not as action-packed, I think this one definitely makes up for it with the action. And I understand why in the first one it's not as action-packed, because you needed to develop the story. You needed to have everybody, figure out what's going on with, all the machinations of all the different houses and basically do a lot of world building so that this film could really have a lot of the action. And, I mean, granted, there's a depth of story that I feel like that I almost need to see this film like two or three times to really understand the depths of the story. But I think, going in just on the initial viewing of it, I think the action really just grabs hold of you and it keeps you engaged throughout the film. Like I said, that runtime was about, 2 hours, 45 minutes. And it really didn't feel like there was any point where it dragged. And I think that's due in large part to the action that was going on. I mean, and there's a lot of story. I mean, there are definitely, like, points where, you're trying to figure out exactly what's going on, and you have such a huge cast. I mean, it's an all-star cast, like even more so I think than the first film, and I'll get to in a minute my thoughts on the cast. But first off, I just wanted to say the story, like I said, there's a lot of meat to it, there's a lot of depth to it. But I feel like even as someone like myself who's not as well versed in the story, having not read the books or anything, I feel like for the most part I was able to keep up with it in understanding. There were a few things here and there that it was hard for me to understand, and like I said, a second or a third viewing I think would really help with that. But like I said, the action was phenomenal. I thought there were a lot of great fight sequences. The end fight with Austin Butler and Timothy Chalamet was probably one of the best fight sequences, in these two films. And I think also as well the sound design with that scene as well, because it was just the sounds of them fighting. There was no music, there was no nothing. It was just them going at it, which I thought was one of the coolest things in the world. Since I already kind of got into the cast, I'll go ahead and say right here, really enjoyed the cast. I thought the returning characters, the returning actors did a great job. Like I said, Timothy Chalamet as Paul Atreides, he he really went the gamut of just his acting prowess here and really did a great job, I thought. To me, probably the best out of the returning cast is probably Zendaya. I really thought that she had the best performance out of all the returning characters. And granted, there's the ones that returned, you know, Rebecca Ferguson, Skellen Skarsgård, Josh Brolin. There's a lot of great returning performers. But I really just felt like Zendaya really was, I think, the heart of the film and almost as to the moral conscience of the film with, you know, what she's fighting for and why she's fighting. And I really to me, that was the thing that most impressed me of the returning cast. The new cast, for me, probably two stood out the most, and that was Austin Butler and Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken playing the Emperor, and Austin Butler playing the nephew of Harkonnen, and who is kind of, I guess, the big bad, so to speak. He's the one, like I said, who had that epic end fight with Paul Atreides, and really, I thought that was just an impressive fight, and just Austin Butler's performance as a heel, as a bad guy. That's the first time that I've really kind of seen him in that role, and thought he did a great job with that. But Florence Pugh was great too, and even Anya Taylor-Joy, who, you know, it wasn't announced that she was in the film until like the last minute, but her even brief role, I think, lends itself to what the future is, because there's been a lot of mention of a third film, and the way the film ends, it really does set up for a third film. But at the same time, I feel like it really gives a good, satisfactory ending. I think even more so than the first film. I think the first film, again, I get why people critiqued the end of the first film with how that film ended, but you knew that there was a second part coming, so it was understandable. I think with this one, it's like, you know, there's a third part. It's just kind of set up that way. But at the same time, the way that it ends, it's a very satisfactory ending for the way that they told the story. The cinematography, Denis Villeneuve is well versed in giving amazing visuals, and, you know, again, this is no exception. And the fact that the majority of the film is on Arrakis, which is a desert planet, the way that, you know, he shot that was so, you know, was beautiful in how it was executed. It's difficult when the majority of the film is set in such a landscape like that, but Denis did a great job of portraying that so beautifully and elegantly. Just super impressed by that. I made mention of the sound. I saw the film in IMAX, and so both the cinematography was amazing, but the sound was just bombastic. It was just, that's probably the best word for the sound, was bombastic. Like, it just was like, boom, brr, you know, all those kind of sound effects that you get in a film like this. You got to feel it in spades there in IMAX. And the music, obviously, definitely some callbacks from the first film into this one, as well as some new parts of the score. Really well done. Obviously, another huge check mark for the score and for the music in this film. It's just a phenomenal film, and I feel like that it takes all the good things of the first film and elevates them in this film. Which is what you want a sequel to do. You want it to build off of the first film and continue on and elevate the performances, elevate the visuals, elevate the sound, everything all around. You want it elevated. And I feel like that's what Dune Part 2 does. It's a film that you need to see for yourself. Go see it on a big screen. Go see it in, you know, a premium screen if you have the opportunity. And I definitely see the first film. I think if you go into it blind, like if you've never seen the first film, I don't think you can really get a good grasp of what all is going on. Because I feel like, again, Part 1 is there to do all the world building so that Part 2 can really get into the heart of the story. And so if you're going to go see this film, go see the first film so that you get the background and the basis for everything. And then, you know, then you're ready to go check this out. And like I said, go see it in IMAX. Go see it in Dolby Cinema. Go see it in whatever premium theater is there in your area. But go see this film. I highly recommend it, especially if you love the first film. I think you'll definitely love this film. It definitely elevates its game and does a great job with it. So that's my thoughts on Dune Part 2. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod. And tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that follow button, the like button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around. It really does help get the word out, and really do appreciate it a bunch. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.